Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, right now let's go to WWL multimedia journalist. Yeah, multimedia journalist Ton Trong joins us on WWL. Hey, Ton, welcome to the show.
Well, yeah, it's Scoop. Thanks for having me on.
All right, look, tell us about this press conference the city held about Mardi Gras parades this year.
So it was a celebratory mood because they managed and they have an agreement right now between the NOPD and also with the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department that they have what they called adequate, and they used a couple of different terms within the news conference. They said they had more than enough officers and an adequate enough number of officers to restore all the crews, all the parades to their normal routes. They were very short on specifics on this, but they're announcing that everybody is going to return to their normal routes. And it's due to this partnership between the NOPD and also the cooperation with the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department. Now, they're a little fuzzy on the numbers. From the post-news conference, they said that up to about 100 officers from outside agencies as far as Shreveport will be part of the smaller parades during the parade season. And I guess the big takeaway from this, at least according to Arthur Hardy, who I spoke with afterwards, is that all the things that we have always reckoned with the traditional routes are restored. He'd like to see some maps. And again, we're short on specifics on this. But from our understanding, they have enough officers, which is odd because just a couple of weeks ago, there was sort of a desperate plea for any post-certified law enforcement officers to come into the city. They would get paid to secure the parade routes. And here we are now, the mayor is saying that we have more than enough. Whatever you want to take away from that, the long and short of it is that they, on paper, have enough officers to restore all the parade routes to their normal routes, to the parade and the crews. And Arthur Hardy said the biggest one, in his view, is that Zulu is now returning to Canal Street.
Yeah, wow. That is such great news. And we were kind of getting hints of that, and now it's official. And it really is great news. It's just a reminder that recovery from the pandemic continues and bringing us back to those pre-pandemic parade routes. It makes so many people happy because so many parades were taken off routes that so many people are just so accustomed to those routes, and so many businesses depend on those routes being on certain streets, and they weren't.
Yeah, and that's huge. And I think that, you bringing up the aspect of the business aspect of it, I spoke with the principal of St. Catherine Drexel Preparatory School, a magazine. You know, they have parking, they have bathrooms that they also offer up, and they also sell stuff to raise money for the schools.
Right.
And they said, with those weeks of parading, with the amount of people that come through that area, they really depend on that to generate more money to keep the school running. And I think when you broaden that out and understand how many businesses along the parade route depend on this, I mean, you just look at what happened to Mid-City when Endymion had to move its route. I mean, some of those businesses were severely hurt.
Right.
So, at least right now, we have enough officers, which is a remarkable turnaround, regardless of what you think of the mayor or the sheriff. It's a remarkable turnaround because a few weeks ago, it seemed like we were very much in a desperate mode just putting this plea out to all these officers.
It is great news. Ton Trong, WWL multimedia journalist. Thank you for the information. Thanks for being at that press conference.
All right, Scoot. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.